An embezzler's folly. A mansion where bisque and rose-toned marble floors segue into teak ones. Isinglass holds yesterday's light and patterns walls that were stripped and whitewashed 50 years ago. The ornate bathroom fixtures, which sicken the nuns, were replaced with good, plain spigots. But the princely tubs and sinks, which could not be inexpensively removed, remain coolly corrupt. The embezzler's joy that could be demolished was, particularly in the dining room, which the nuns converted to a schoolroom, where stilled Arapaho girls once sat and learned to forget. The chill intensifies as the men spread deeper into the mansion, taking their time, looking, listening, alert to the female malice that hides here, and the yeast and butter smell of rising dough. The leading man turns and gestures the separations. You two over there to the kitchen, two more upstairs, two others into the chapel. He saves himself, his brother, and the youngest one for the cellar. They part gracefully without words or haste. Earlier, when they blew open the convent door, the nature of their mission made them giddy. But the target, after all, is detritus, throwaway people that sometimes blow back into the room after being swept out the door. So the venom is manageable now. Shooting the first woman, the white one, has clarified it like butter, the pure oil of hatred on top, its hardness stabilized below.